on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yeah, it is a groovy Tuesday, and I am so glad you're here with me today, 10 to noon, every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, and your voice is heard on our talk and text line at 884-9910. Guess what? Got a Trump shirt to give away today. That's right. Love these t-shirts. Not only because you represent the radio stations on both of your arms, got the stations on both of the sleeves, but because of the wording. If you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me. And I'm okay with that. Be listening for your chance to win. If you don't want to worry about winning one or take the chance at that, just call up the station at 884-8000 and purchase yours. That's right. You can just pick one up for $20 and at the Carson City location. We don't have them in Reno because we have very limited supplies now. We have less than, like, I think 25 altogether in all the different sizes that we have. So call the station if you want to get one, because you might need some Trump gear to wear this weekend. We're looking into it, but supposedly there's something brewing, something big for Saturday, and we need to make it big. Go big or go home. It's kind of what this entire election is all about. Speaking of going big or going home, 991fmtalk.com, our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you support the DOJ and their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? Google. This is a big one, and it's a big one for the DOJ if they do it. You know why? This would be the big fish. This would be the largest antitrust lawsuit that they filed. Yesterday's poll question, do you agree with Representative Lee Zeldin's call for a criminal FBI investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden? 91% of those participating in the poll said yes. 9% said no. If you were of those 9% that said no, please call the show today and tell me why. Why would you not support a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden's emails, the whistleblower coming forward, his partner, or ex-partner, I guess now, defunct business, who's in prison for the crimes? That's gotta irk you off. You're in something with someone and you get the prison time. And they're out there in the media and daddy running for president. But you were the fall guy. So the FBI has his corroboration of the emails, the laptop. Why wouldn't you want a criminal investigation into this? Could it be that even if there is a criminal investigation and they're all found guilty, that the DOJ wouldn't do anything about it? Okay, let's get back to today's poll question. Do you support the DOJ in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? Google's not good. I've tried to share this with you for a long time. And, well, you know, I've encouraged you to use Bing. I've encouraged you to use the search engine I use, DuckDuckGo. But Senator Josh Hawley, yes, he is a Republican, Today's lawsuit is the most important antitrust case in a generation. Okay, maybe not the biggest ever, but most important in this generation. He said in a statement, because Google and its fellow big tech monopolists exercise unprecedented power over the lives of ordinary Americans, controlling everything from the news we read to the security of our most personal information. And Google in particular has gathered and maintained that power through legal means. So is it time to bust it up? I'd like to hear from you. This plays into exactly what a caller called in yesterday about, that they went to Google and they typed in something that they were looking for. Believe it was a candidate. And everything came up Democrat. Do it for yourself. When you search something on the president, and all of these negative stories will come up. Why does Google, this particular story is coming from Fox, but you can find it at other places as well. So a spokesperson told Fox News, today's lawsuit by the DOJ is deeply flawed. People use Google because they choose to, not because they are forced to or because they can't find alternatives. We will have a fuller statement this morning. So we're waiting for more of their statement. Okay. Let's go back to what they said being forced to, or because people choose to. That's not really true when you sign up all of these agreements with different manufacturers of phones and computers, that when you start something up, you're the default. Automatically. I'm sorry, but I include myself in this, okay? People are either not smart enough or they don't care enough that when they get a new phone or a new computer, to go in and set these locations that they want to have as default. I'm sorry, it's true. I have to help my mom through Facebook still. How to use Messenger. You know, it's just, we have so much other things going on. So many other things going on that when we get something new, we just shrug it off. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, Google, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there are other options out there. But those other options have to spend either buku amounts of money to get the word out that you can use them instead of Google, or word of mouth or whatever. But it's not automatic like Google is. They buy up competition. According to the lawsuit, for years, Google has entered into exclusionary agreements, including tying arrangements and engaged in anti-competitive conduct to lock up distribution channels and block rivals. Yeah. It's the same thing that you see all the cell companies. The big cell companies, you want to become a millionaire? Start up a cell company, a cell phone company. Make it successful, or at least get your name out there, and watch the big guys come after you and just keep chomping you up. Now, if you look at it, there used to be Sprint and T-Mobile and Cricket and, gosh, there were so many others, little companies. And now you look at like T-Mobile and Sprint, they're buying each other up. So really, it's all the same company. But they're giving you different levels of options. Okay, we're all the same company, but we'll put you with Cricket because that's already known as the cheaper brand. Or, yeah. This is how these big corporations just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. When do we put a stop to it? People say all the time, why are we letting these monopolies happen? Why is there no competition for the Walmarts out there? Why is there no competition really for the Amazons out there? I know I'm starting to sound like a Democrat, but, you know, is it time that these companies get broken up? Is it time we start taking action? Kind of a little late, if you ask me. You know who I hate the most? Amazon. Amazon. Jeff Bezos. Getting money hand over fist, hand over fist. Yet who do I use the most? Amazon. Because there's really no other option that comes close to it. I mean, Walmart's trying to compete. But still, they don't have I can go on to Amazon and I can literally search anything and it comes up. Boom, it's right there. I don't have to go looking for it. So when do we start? And these big corporations are now controlling what you think as well. Because when you search something, especially with Google, they decide what you are going to see first. You know, go look at this Jeffrey Fowler story. It's pretty interesting. He shows the example. He shows how they use algorithms. He shows that when Google first started, you would Google something, an ad would be there, two ads at the top. And then you would get to the information you were looking for. Now, you have to literally scroll through half or three quarters of the page to get to what you were looking for. And then if you were looking for something on a specific person, say, for example, Trump, it's not exactly the stories you're looking for. It's all negative. This is how algorithms are used. And we heard in a congressional hearing from a Democrat, somebody who was supporting Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz asking him the question, is this how they manipulate the vote? And he said yes. And went in to explain how they do it. I'll find the audio and bring it to you again. Because it's mind-blowing. Yet I guess people didn't get their minds blown enough to actually think about doing something back then. Hence today's poll question. Do you agree with the DOJ's antitrust lawsuit against Google? Is it long overdue? You start talking about this stuff and remember things start coming up. Remember Jet.com? Jet.com, you could do the same thing. You could search products like Amazon. It was a Chinese-owned company, which, you know, I'm trying to get away from that as well. Walmart bought them up. That's how it works. All right. Talk and text 884-9910. What are your thoughts on this? Today, we'll be back on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Wow. I think I hit a nerve today. So let's do this. Talking about Google, talking about Amazon. Google, the main focus, DOJ filing an antitrust lawsuit against them. This is a big one for our generation. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Robbie this morning. Hi, Robbie. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi, Monica. I'm an older person. I saw the AT&T antitrust when I was younger. And you know what? It really is a fact that Americans are connoisseurs of convenience. If something is convenient, Americans are going to use it. And every time I've gone to get a new cell phone, I have to have the guy set it up for me. Okay, he sets it up right in the store for me. Then I go home and input my information, but he sets it up. When I get home, that Google's already on there. I can do a Yahoo search, but that's not convenient. Google's right there. It's like, Google it, okay? I Google it. Now, I know enough, I'm smart enough to go down and look for what I'm looking for, but and Amazon, as far as Amazon goes, I do a lot of reading, and I'm very... I'm into history and I'm into politics to a small extent, but now especially, and there's some books I can't get because Amazon will not produce them or they will not sell them because they don't fit with their agenda.
Yeah.
I think this is a very, very important antitrust that we need to, this is not right. People will do what is convenient in America, and they're taking advantage of that fact, and something needs to be done about it.
Well, I'm going to steal your line because I've been trying to word this well, and connoisseur
Isn't
of convenience, that is exactly what the society, this is how, you know, people have become obese because of the fast food industry.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
we don't want to come home and cook.
Their robo-vacuums, do they do that in Europe? I doubt they do like we do.
No, people actually work in Europe. You know, that's how they stay fit. That's how they stay healthy. They don't let the technology take over. So, Robbie, thank you so much for the... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, absolutely, they're taking advantage of our culture. That is our American culture is convenient. And it cannot continue.
And that's for the rest of the world how fat, lazy Americans came about. You know, it's
that's what we are. I am loud and proud. I love America. I love my country. I love the USA.
Yep, but we gotta put a stop to it at some point for who's taking us over.
Yes.
Robbie,
stand
thank you.
And I love you, Monica. Keep on talking.
Thank you, sweetheart. Love you too. You know, that's the bye bye. That's the thing. Connoisseurs of convenience. And you know what pushed it even further? Coronavirus. This lockdown. What were the stores that were kept open? The big ones. The big corporations. The Walmarts. The Home Depots. The Lowe's. So what did we turn to? Because people had such a fear of even going outside that was instilled upon you from the media. and from the left. You know, the president trying to keep people calm, got to beat him up for that. So we shifted to online shopping. It wasn't bad enough that our brick and mortar stores were being shut down, mom and pop stores shut down. But this was that, what do they call it? The nail in the coffin? The convenience of just having everything delivered to the house. And I know how that goes. It doesn't even matter what your philosophy is, because they killed you both ways. I won't wear a mask. So when all the stores were shutting down because you had to have a mask, I just had more stuff shipped to the house. So who does that benefit? Once again, the big corporations. That's all this is. It's a shift. It's a reset of the economy of the people who make money and the people who don't. All of these stores, restaurants, mom and pop stores that no matter how hard they try, no matter how much help they get from the government, they're not coming back. They're not going to be able to survive. I hope you realize this was all a planned attack. And they're still attacking. We'll be back with more after this Fox News update here on your stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I'm so glad you're with me on 10 to noon every weekday. And if you miss something, remember 991FMTalk.com. We've always got the podcast. Hey, while you're there, 991FMTalk.com, answer today's poll question. Do you support the Department of Justice in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? Yes or no? What do you think? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well. And yesterday's question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you agree with Representative Lee Zeldin's call for a criminal FBI investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden? 91% of those participating said yes. 9% said no. Got to wonder about those 9% that said no. Speaking of Joe and Hunter Biden, yeah, the Ukraine. This story is being buried, but the Ukraine is going after them. AON News, you'll find it, that Joe Biden is now listed as a criminal suspect in Ukrainian court for the whole firing of the prosecutor looking into Hunter Biden's affiliation with the oil company Burisma over there. So, you know, this is not looking good for Joe. But this is what we have to have out in the news now, because people are actually considering voting for him. This is bad. This is big. All right. Getting back to what I originally wanted to talk about at this point, because we have a very special guest joining us. It continues to happen. The treatment of our law enforcement. Wow. This is coming out. Actually, it came out yesterday. Thug beats cop's face bloody in brutal attack live streamed on Facebook. Of course, it features laughing onlookers egging on the suspect. And it shows the gentleman sitting on top of him. And this is in North Carolina. He was airlifted to the hospital early Saturday morning. The attacks that are going on our law enforcement, the people that are enjoying it, the people that are live streaming it, the people who don't believe the truth. Let's go back to Breonna Taylor. How many signs are being held up, justice for Breonna? How about justice for law enforcement? That they're trying to deal with criminals, and the criminal activity leads to a sad situation. Someone gets killed. But is that at their own fault? Joining us right now is Lee Habib. Lee, thank you so much for joining me today. And what is your connection, or what is your why are you so concerned about the Breonna Taylor situation?
Well, because something didn't make sense to me. Look, in all of these cases, we often retreat to our own narratives. I worked in a prosecutor's office, and I worked in a defender's office, and this is the one space where we should not predetermine outcomes, where Breonna Taylor gets her full hearing as a victim, the cops get their full hearing, and we don't decide ahead of time. And what intrigued me was the fact that her boyfriend admitted to firing the first shot, and I wanted to know why he was cleared. If he shot a cop or fired a shot at cops, why was he cleared of the crime, and why aren't we hearing about what those reasons are? Because maybe that will illuminate why the cops were cleared. And the Attorney General of Kentucky, the week before last, on a Friday night, dumped the entire grand jury testimony for anyone to listen to, not a transcript, the actual audio of the grand jury testimony. And so I decided to listen to Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who was at her side when she got killed, to find out what he told the grand jury. And that testimony made the entire case become very clear to not only me, but to anyone listening. And by the way, it would make any grown person cry, because it was a sad and tragic story for the cops and the boyfriend and Breonna.
Lee, we have seen so much tragedy come out of this as well. Not just the whole situation, but people are rioting. People are burning things down in cities. People are on the attack once again for law enforcement. They just put Breonna Taylor's with the whole list of anybody that they believe has been wronged. All of this was made out against the law enforcement team that went in and executed this warrant. And yet, when the news came out of literally step by step of what happened, the media is nowhere to be found. The instigators of all of this violence, of all of this hatred towards law enforcement, they were nowhere to be found with the truth after the fact.
No, and that is the truth. And by the way, I haven't found much conservative media interested in the story either, because Breonna Taylor, it turns out, was innocent. A lot of people were sort of profiling her as some kind of drug dealer, which she wasn't, but she had a bad ex-boyfriend who was a drug dealer, and she dated him. And this is why we tell our children not to date bad people, because they're hard to get away from. And she was trying the dickens to get away from this bad guy. And what was so fascinating about this testimony was that this new boyfriend, who all of her friends liked because he was a good guy, worked at a local warehouse, no criminal record, and he had bought a Glock because he was trying to defend his girl, not from the cops, but from the ex-drug dealer boyfriend, who, by the way, Breonna Taylor had rented a car for this ex-boyfriend back when this ex-boyfriend was her boyfriend, and she rented him a car. He gave it to a friend, and that friend ended up with 8 bullets in his head, executed gangland style, and that's what brought Breonna Taylor into the police department in the first place. Her rental agreement was in a car with a dead guy in it. Now, the cops cleared her of that, but she continued to bail some of these bad guys out of jail with money she didn't have. And so on the night of that raid, the cops were executing 6 no-knock warrants. These cops actually knocked, though. How do we know? The new boyfriend, who was protecting Breonna from the ex-boyfriend, said so. He also said that when the cops came through, he was sure that they were not cops, that they were the ex-boyfriend, the drug dealer. And that's why he shot at the cops. He didn't know they were cops. And that's why he was cleared, because you can't accuse people and convict people of crimes they don't commit. He had every reason to believe that was the ex-boyfriend. That's why he had the Glock. That's why he was staying there. And he testified to that matter. And by the way, that's why the cops were cleared. When they came through that door, they were shot at. And so what's interesting about this case is that the stand your ground rule was invoked by the boyfriend correctly, and he wasn't charged. And the self-defense rule of the cops was invoked properly, and that's why they weren't charged. And of course, the media wasn't interested in this narrative because it didn't comport to the cops are evil or that Breonna Taylor was a drug dealer. In fact, Breonna had done everything in her power to get away from this creep, including texting her friends, dating a new guy, telling the old boyfriend to go away, because she had finally purchased her first car of her life just a month before, as she put it, with her own money. And she said, this is going to be the best year of my life. She was starting to work on a nursing degree, and she had just pulled a double shift that night. And her last words to her boyfriend were, turn down the TV. So when you read the totality of this story, you ache for the kids in the inner city who were worried not about the cops. They're worried about gangsters. And you ache for the cops who, well, first of all, they took the life of an innocent girl. And even though they were right to do it, can you imagine having to live with that the rest of your life? Yeah. That in the crossfire and the misunderstanding, which were legal, that a young girl is dead? And moreover, you not only have to live with that, you have to live with the idea that you're a murderer and a racist. And so, and that Breonna Taylor's family had to live with the narrative that their daughter was some drug dealer, which she wasn't. And the inhumanity that we're starting to show towards one another is what I really worry about. Less on the right than the left, but sometimes on the right, too. We just want to throw people into a category. And it's just not true. And I worry about that, for particularly for people who believe what we believe, that we must never become like our people we oppose. That if they want to contort the truth, if they want to lie, if they want to distort, we can't do that because we're different and we're better.
Lee, I'm so glad you brought that up about the right, because that's where I try to point out that the scenarios and all of this are on both sides. Because the right turns to supporting law enforcement, and so they jump on these stories that show Breonna with a weapon or, you know, old pictures of her and her ex-boyfriend or whatever in the lifestyle that they were living at the time. And yet they're used in that narrative in supporting law enforcement that she was a bad person. And we can't overlook people's past, but we also have to look at the present. You know, the left flips that. When you're looking at George Floyd, we're trying to bring up that this guy had a past, but oh no, he changed himself around. He got clean. He was a good boy. And yet he died of a fentanyl overdose. You know, it's just we glom on both sides to these narratives that people are pulling off of social media.
Yeah, and I think we're all guilty of it to the degree we are. And we have to be careful of it, particularly those of us on the side of right. Look, my favorite movie of all time, and my parents had me watch it, was To Kill a Mockingbird. Because here was Gregory Peck defending an innocent black man against the white mob. And my hero in this entire story is the black attorney general. Because it was To Kill a Mockingbird in reverse. He was defending white cops against a wild black mob. And where justice is, and there are some bad cops. I was in a prosecutor's office. I watched a couple of cops that nobody liked who routinely took the stand and lied, and they were bad guys. And there aren't many of them. But as one friend of mine told me in the prosecutor's office, my joy will be to convict a couple of these bastards, because two bad cops out of 500 working the streets every day can commit a lot of mischief and ruin everything for all the good cops. And we have to be much more vigilant about our bad cops. There's been a long history of unions protecting bad cops, protecting their jobs. By the way, protecting bad teachers too, right? And so we've got to realize that sometimes when black people make the claim that there is some kind of racism in the ranks, I've been in these inner cities. I know a lot of these families. And when a bad cop continues to get let off the hook, and I'm promising you, the guy who did what he did to George Floyd may not be a murderer, but he is one bad dude. And he enjoyed putting his knee on that guy's neck for 8 minutes. And he didn't need to. And I don't know a cop who liked what he saw. Now, you're right. George Floyd, Michael Brown, these guys are not Rosa Parks. They are not heroes. But bad cops, we all, every conservative, every liberal, has got to come after the 1% or less of bad cops because they make it really bad for everyone else. And being a good prosecutor means showing no favor to the badge or not. Let's find the truth. And by the way, I love that Kentucky Attorney General, because can you imagine to this day the heat he's facing from African-Americans in Louisville and around the country? As one MSNBC woman said, he's my skin folk, but he ain't my kin folk. I mean, what a thing to have to hear, because he did the right thing. And by the way, if these cops were wrong, I know that guy. He would have prosecuted the cops, and then he might have heard from it from the right. Why are you doing this to the cops? Breonna Taylor was a drug dealer. And so what I really want to remind everybody of is that we stand for truth. And truth sometimes doesn't fit the narrative that we want. Yeah. And that is why I love telling stories, because people can sniff out a phony in a story. And when we told the Breonna story fully on Newsweek, everybody was like, wow. My black friends were like, wow, that makes sense. My cop friends were like, wow, it's hard living in the inner city, because the margin of error for making a mistake, dating the wrong guy. Look, in my suburban neighborhood, when my sister dated a bad guy, he robbed the local liquor store of a six-pack of Budweiser, right? And so the margin of error for some of our nation's poorest people living in zip codes with no fathers, where there are gangs, is very low. And we must have empathy for these people and compassion at the same time that we hold all people account for their crimes and their misdeeds. And I think there's not enough compassion on our side for people who live different than us, vote different than us, and think different than us. And I think that this will be a really important factor going forward as we go and try and win more people to our way of thinking, that we really show this compassion and we really show this empathy. The other side will never show this empathy to the cop on the very far left. They just hate authority. And we can see it and smell it. But what's our rebuttal to bad cops? That's the question, I think, that's most important. What's our rebuttal to that cop who we know is bad? What do we do with him?
And most people in society today, if you took them out of their situation and plopped them down into the inner city, they would have no idea how to survive. That's why we love Our American Stories right here weekdays, 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. with Lee Habib. Lee, thank you so much for joining me today. And well, actually, for us during the week that are up in the middle of the night every day, every weekday. I hope to have you on the show again, because this, we have to bring America back together. And this is the way of doing it, is telling those stories and making sure that accurate information gets out, because we can't rely on the media for that anymore.
Nope, we can't. I agree.
Lee, thank you so much for joining me today, and God bless and take care.
Same here. Thank you.
See, this is why you have to find the alternatives for yourself. Would you have known that Biden is under criminal investigation? If I didn't tell you that, if OAN didn't go after it? Because the mainstream media is not on it. They're not on the laptops of Hunter Biden that have shown they're his laptops. He wants them back. He knows they're his. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Took so much time with Lee Habib, the host of American Stories here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't really have time for a segment here, so let's get this out. And that is today's poll question. Okay, love to hear from you. Do you support the DOJ in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? A few of us older folks remember what happened with AT&T back in the day. What do you think about it now? Have we let Google get too big? I mean, Senator Warren going off on all of this. Pocahontas herself breaking these guys up. I cannot even stand the fact that I would be interested in something like that. But what do you think? The Googles, the Amazons, this one is specifically to Google. They're working on it. They're filing the lawsuit. 991FMTalk.com. All right, let's get a Fox Business Report right now and a Fox News update. And then we'll be back also in the next hour. Jeffrey Church will be joining us, and we'll see how his campaign for the school board is going on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.